So we're on Kuf Pei Dalet in Chelek Dalet Perek Gimel. So the where we got to when we met last time was the two different approaches to how one retains his Torah. We had the kash on Levi ben Sisi, who was a gadol b'Torah, and he was greater than all the chachamim put together. And in 1 second of shtikel gaiva or whatever, he lost all his Torah. And we try to understand how that's possible. Ech yichol liot. We don't forget all our Torah when we have a bit of a midi issue or whatever. We forget our Torah before we have a midi issue. That's why that's not really always a problem. But you don't see people walking around and they whatever, he gets a bit irritated with somebody and he loses all his Torah. Ma korefo. So I explained the two different approaches to Torah. How one retains one's Torah. The one is like a ball. That was, who was that? That was, can't remember. That the Mishnah in Avos said, anyway, whatever, we'll see it again now. But he was like a boar and a drop of water never fell out of there, which means that the Torah was, I'm just having a bit of a problem here with keeping this thing up. It has to be plugged into the charger because it didn't charge and the charger causes problems. So he had his Torah within himself. It was like a boar that maintains the water. Levi ben Sisi, and we saw that was Gam Reb Elozer ben Arach, was also, it was a ma'ayna mitgaber. It was like a flow of a spring coming from an underground source. That means get unlimited Torah. But the problem was that only when he was connected. The Torah wasn't held on his hard drive. The Torah was flowing in all the time. The minute there was a nituk, there was a disconnection. So the Torah stopped. They forgot all his Torah. Those were the two different approaches. You remember that. So we saw, I think we went into this inside, the Chovos HaLevavos, he brings the bottom of Kuf Pei Dalet. Let me just go from here quick. He says like this: Ein bo Chovos HaLevavos shah cheshbon ha-nefesh cheshbon ha-echad ve-esrim cheshbon 21. The whole arichas there in the cheshbon, all the different cheshbonas a person needs to make. Not what we think cheshbon ha-nefesh is. This is proper cheshbon ha-nefesh. Shemavah derech knias ha-chochma. There he discusses how one goes about acquiring chochma. Everybody wants chochma. It tells you how to go about abiding chokhma. And he says, "Mitchila tzarich yishtadel bo kefi yicholtei ulebesof yekabel me'akodesh bo hu chokhma lemale miyicholtei vasagosei." First, you start working according to what you're capable of doing. What are you capable of? 20 kilos. So you start working with 20 kilos. Your muscles get a bit stronger. You start doing 25, 30. Eventually, you'll get to a place where you can't go anymore. That's as far as you can go. And then you get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chochma way, way above your ability to do on your own. That's the Loshon Chazal used. In the beginning, you toil. In the end, you get it as a gift. That's Mesilas Yesharim. The first 9 levels you have to toil for and really toil for. The second, the 10th level, you can't get the 10th level. That you have to get as a gift. We said it's the same as Sefirah Soimeh. The Torah tells you to count 50 days. We only count 49. Why? Because you can't count 50. The way you count 50 is by not counting 50, and then you get it as a gift. It's Zman Matan Torah Seinu. You get it as a Matana. So then why do you have to do that? Why do you have to do all the work before? Because that's the rule. Tchilosa b'avoyde, the Sefer Bigmul. If you don't do the Tchilosa b'avoyde, you don't get the Sefer Bigmul. So that's the idea, yeah, the Chovos HaLevavos was talking about. And he says that's the same in other chokhmas as well. Wouldn't have thought so, but he says it's the same thing. Very complex engineering or whatever. Shebehem shechishtadlus yesh b'yicholto lamtzi b'ezrat hayed shelo tzirim nifloim u'malocha adina adoyim kimat lenevuah. The Moyer Dika Loshen, the Chovos HaLevavos, I still can't get out of this Loshen. When Artik Dvorav, and he brings, we saw, Rav Shmuel, remember we saw this inside, I don't know if you did, if not, I don't know, okay, maybe we'll just do that on the Monday night Vod, we'll learn a bit of Chovos HaLevavos and Shah Cheshbon HaNefesh, we'll go through this again, I remember we did it. But he says, listen to this Loshen, Nifle V'Neira, he says, Shebehem Shechishtad Lusoy, as his hishtalus continues, he's talking about somebody dealing with complex engineering stuff and whatever, yeah? Yesh b'yecholtu lahamsi b'ezras hayedesh sheloi, with the knowledge he has and the ishtadlus that he makes, tsiurim nifloim umalocha adina, he can do unbelievable designs and drawings and whatever, very delicate, very complex work, hadoime kimat lenevua mesalipi, similar, almost, not midyuk, aval similar, doime kimat, lenevua mesalipi, nifla. That means some guy wants to design a new rocket ship or whatever. You shave and he starts and he decides whatever, and he puts in the effort. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, he can give him mamash the chokhmah, and that's the chokhmah. You see these guys designing all these wonderful things and all this new technology, whatever. What do you want to do with that knowledge? Whatever you do with that chayvus alavah, do with that chayvus alavah. We think in Torah, yeah, for sure, Torah person puts in work and whatever, and then he gets doimel and nevu, and he says a chiddush in Torah, and he's miscavened to the Tosfos, beseder, that you understand. But a guy was sitting there busy designing an atom bomb, lahavdil elef lav dollars. Well, zegam philosopher avoda. At the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him based on the chokhmah elyona's needs and wants of what comes into the world. Well, that's the. It wasn't whatever Apple that made the internet. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, and all the fancy computers and the chokhmah and whatever that we see, this niflidika artificial intelligence, unbelievable chokhmah. Because I was telling you, yeah, they are called me HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, that's not a subject of all the. Remember, Kedat, remember where it's coming from. In a mevur shekach hi tzuris metzias hachokhmah, shacharei ishtadlis bo siyat dishmaya, וניפתחים לו ישר החוכמה עד שנראים הדברים כמו נבואה מעיס אלוקים. Comes out from the Chovis Lavavis, whatever you want to do with that Chovis Lavavis, go and see it inside. Aval, what comes out is that the way of the Metzias of Chochma. After you make Yishtadlis, comes Siyata Dishmaya, and opens up for a person gateways of wisdom, until it looks like it isn't, but it looks like some kind of nevuah from Hashem. Because the essence of all chokhmah at the end of the day is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking through you. That's what it is. When you first start learning Torah, everybody's experienced. If you first start learning Torah, you'll never be able to understand this. It's just too much. You start learning whatever. Tshuva starts learning. He looks at Rashi's script, who completely lo yachol. And he starts, yeah, a little bit, and then suddenly he's making leaps. A year later, he's already learning Tosfos, Makarapo. How did that happen? That's what's happening. You don't start thinking that you're a big chochem. You make these studies, you put in the work, you put in the shvitz, and suddenly you see it. I'll tell you where you see it even more pertinently is you take two guys come to yeshiva, and the one's mamash clever, and he chaps fast, and he's going, and he's steiging, and he's mamash burning through the shirim, she'alef, she'bet, he's in the top level, whatever. And there's another guy Nebuch there, he's not so bright. And he sits and he struggles and he spitzes and he cries and he's not going through the ranks. And then 20 years later, you meet the two guys. The clever guy and whatever is barely in learning. He may not even be frum anymore, but he's certainly not holding anywhere so good in the way we thought he was going to be. Whatever, he's doing what he's doing. And the other guy who was schwach and worked and struggled and battled, said he's a magid share in the mir. And you see this a lot. You see it a lot. Because the guy that was there was fucking ishtadlus. He just happened to be clever. He was given that as a gift. So he heard the shiur, understood the shiur. So he went back. He went weiter, learned a bit more and a bit more. The other guy learned the shiur, didn't know what the guy was talking about. So he went home and he chazed it, and he found the rov, and then he bugged the rov again, and then he tried, and he shvitzed, and he cried, and he davened to Hashem. Because that's where the chokhmah comes from. It doesn't come from you being clever. That's why many of the Gedolei Israel, many were born Elohim. I'm not saying not, but many weren't the big grace, Chachomim, Elohim, Gedolei. They schwitzed and schwitzed and schwitzed. They had the Rotson, and they became great, because that's the Yesodia.
But for the Torah, we have also conditions that means we need to have Irat Shamayim and good Midot. Otherwise,
you need all Memches. Kinyan HaTorah, yeah. For sure.
But for the technology, for rockets, you can be some people not very moral, and he can be very 100%.
Successful. Nachot, 100%. Inachinami, nachot, 100%. You need all memches kinyan HaTorah. Aval, the nakuda that the Chovas Lavavas, yeah, in this small piece is focusing on is that with all of that,
yeah, of course,
you still need the ishtadlis, and at the end it comes as a gift. It's not because you were kind of the memchus
beyond the Torah.
Now suddenly, no, you have to put in the effort, and it comes at the end, some kind of a nevuah, because you're always plugged into that chokhmah. That chokhmah is always, it's like a pipe that's connected to the source, and you're connected to the pipe. You always have to connect to the source.
Yeah.
Kodesh Baruch Hu sends through how much he wants for each person. Sometimes the chokhmah can be bad for you. It's not always that you in the secular chokhmah, miyom mashe zetov lecha. Not always good. Einstein would have been better writing chidushim on shas than inventing that. He took the koich that he had for kedusha and he used it for tumah. Nachinami.
Yeah.
A bit more Yerushamayim. Einstein could have been. We could be learning his svarim today in the base midrash. Yeah. Instead, we're not sleeping at night because we're worried about the Iran's atom bomb. Because where did that come from? There was a decision that he made that look at the consequences. So Hashem's got his cheshbonos. I'm not saying not. Well, nachon, 100%. Without the midas, the Yerushamayim, without all the tonight, you need memches kinyan atayir, of course. But also that requires ishtadlus, and that also comes as a gift. The memches kinyan atayir, you also have to be mishtadl and mishtadl and mishtadl, and it doesn't look like it's happening, and then it comes as a gift. Okay. The Chovas HaLevavot that write this Yisod, not just about Torah, but about all the Chochmah, the natural Chochmah. Poshutu, Shesha Chochas, Lumas Chochas HaTorah, Hem Kemetzias HaGoy, Lumas Yisrael. That Chochmah, the natural Chochmah, the science that we talk about, compared to Torah, is like the Metzias of a Goy to a Jew. Shamlam Goy Nira Kamo Adam, because a Goy looks, on the outside, he mamash looks like an Adam. Aval Be'emes Einoine Adam. He's not. Atem Karim Odom, Va'in Umasoilim Koru Odom. Hashem testifies, you're called Odom, they're not called Odom. What are they? They're some kind of a Adam Hamadaber. They're not Chayos, they're not animals, they're Adam Hamadaber. But they have Zayin mitzvahs, they don't have Tarad mitzvahs, they're a different mitzvahs. It's hard for us to accept that, very hard for us to accept it. So the biggest nishoinus we have today is to accept the fact that me and a Goy, we're a different mitzvahs. You have no problem believing that a chimpanzee is a lot of people have a problem today, but we don't have any problem believing that a chimpanzee and me, we're not the same species. He's very clever and I can relate to him and we can do all sorts of fun things together of the end of the day. Understand? Zelo shidach matim for a nice Jewish boy, whatever. Aval, you see today, unfortunately, the difference between a goy and a Jew has been evaporated. You can't even say this loshon that he just wrote here is so politically incorrect today. You can't say that even in the free world. You'd say this, the shuls in America where I speak, if I would say this, they wouldn't have been let me speak again. I'm telling you, if I would get up and say this somewhere in the five towns, this lotion, she's a, just that line, I would never be allowed to speak in that shul again. Guaranteed. Eli, maybe you know what I'm talking about in America. In Switzerland, I don't know if they still believe in the truth. Well, if I would say this in any shul in the five towns, there's no ways you'd ever get to speak there again. Because you don't say things like that to devils. It's a BMS. The chokhmah, the natural chokhmah, is the science. It looks like chokhmah. And it looks like it fulfills the requirements of what it says there, that Hashem gives chokhmah from his mouth, da'asu tfuna, it comes mamash from Hashem. Aval einu ha-chokhmas be'emes. They're not chokhmah be'emes. Aval ha-Torah kadosh yashiya chokhmah la'amito. Torah, which is the chokhmah amito, ha-hasogo shel ha-Torah hi be'emes l'ma'ale mitzios Adam. That chokhmah is for sure above the mitzios of Adam. V'nira hi me'ayis Hashem. Unavuah, it's Hashem, it's a nevuah from Hashem. That's poshut. That's not even a question. You think you can learn Torah? Where are you going to learn Torah from? That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's mind. That's Rotzen Hashem. It's the Chochma Elyona. Look at the Nefesh HaChaim in Shadaladeh. See where the Torah comes from. It's way beyond our capabilities. Therefore, any Torah you learn and any Torah you understand is some kind of nevuah from Hashem. That's the Chochma, that's the Simcha when you're sitting and learning Torah. Sorry, it's just stopped charging on another battery. I'm just going to put it like that. Okay, now it's charging. So, you know, I've got like 5% battery left. Okay. So, okay, and now we come to what you mentioned earlier, Shmuel. That's why the Gemara, in many places, warns so much about the danger of losing one's Torah. Divrei Torah kashin liknoisam keklizav uklipaz. You might name Chagiga that the words of Torah are very difficult to acquire, like gold and silver vessels or whatever. And I've done kekli zchuchit, and it's easy to lose, like a glass vessel. To acquire it is like trying to find gold, which is not so easy to find. If you dig in the ground, you have to refine it. If it's against the business to get gold out of the ground, glass to break is very easy. That's Torah. Mitzad echad it's gold. Zav keep paz. Mitzad sheni, a little bit of hesech hadas and it's broken. But a Torah ksiv had ti'if a nechabo veinenu. You just turn your eyes away for 1 second and it's gone. Gone. That's a pasuk in Mishle. Asif a nechabo veinenu. What happened? Where is it? I just took my eyes off of it for 1 second. Gone. Vezebi meshe kol muhus a Torah kenevuah me'ais Hashem benevuah tzricha dveikas tomi. Because all Torah, the chokhmah of Torah that we get, that's the mind hamigabe. You have to be plugged in. The minute you disconnect, it's off. You pull the plug out of the computer out, the screen goes black. What happened? I just pulled the plug out. I didn't do anything. I didn't break the computer. No, it's disconnected. They're all there. You have to put in the plug. You have to plug it in. Okay, hemshech l'moshel haragil b'kundra zeh, limud ha-Torah lo'umus kol ha-chokhmah, sahevdil hu kehevdil bein tmuna metzuyeres shel ruvein, the Mara Shiruven Oidam Lefanaya. As you remember with the Moshe we spoke about right in the beginning, there's a difference between a painting and a mirror. There's a beautiful painting of Ruven. Someone did a portrait of him and it's hanging on the wall. And then next to it, there's a mirror that Ruven looks into. Hatsia Mare Sadmus Vagama Mara. Both of them, they look exactly the same. The mirror and the picture look like exactly the same picture of Ruven. Avomar Rava Hevdil Benayim. But the difference is unquantifiable, the difference between the two of them. Shatsu at Kamashi Yofi Meduyak and any doima lamara she has peklaramila la koladmus betifato. However good the painting is, but it's just a painting. It's rochok from Ruven. However well it's done, there's a law Ruven. Avameida Gamkashe Ruven enuli yada tsiu at tsiu kaim with such a knee, as long as the painting is kept. Even if Ruven's not in the room, the painting still shows Ruven. Vashain ken emara shitzricha dveikas tmidus. The mirror, if Ruven's not standing in front of the mirror, there's no picture of Ruven in the mirror. He has to be there all the time. Those are the two types of chokhmah. There's the bore. It doesn't drop water. It's always there. But you can't compare it to the direct connection to the mirror. The problem with the mirror is you have to be there. If you're not there, you don't have it. If he's not in front of the mirror, it's gone. The Yid is not looking at a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What picture does he, what's he reflecting back? If we're the mirror, whatever he's looking at, that's what he reflects back. He's looking at Torah, so then he's shining Torah. When he's looking at things he shouldn't be looking at, that's what he's shining. He's a mirror, he's not a painting. We said that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was more miyuchad b'zois. This was his highlight quality, that he was this mayan amizgaber. Ve'ilu Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus, that was the other one. Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus nikra bo sod. He was the boar. Vada shekol chachma Yisrael heim beged a mayan amizgaber. There's no question that every chachma, all the tanoim, all the chachma Yisrael, were mayan amizgaber. Rav Elazar ben Hurkanus wasn't just this pit that was disconnected from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he just had all his own Torah on his hard drive. For sure not. How did he get it? Where was he connected to? But actually, Rav Elazar ben Arach hayu miyuchad b'zeh b'yoseh. It's poshut how to learn pshat in the Mishnah. It wasn't that Rav Elazar ben Hurkanus had no shaykhus to this at all. And Rav Elazar ben Arach, he was like that. No, Rav Elazar ben Arach also had his bor. And Elazar ben Hurkanus was also connected to the Ma'anev's Gabbah at a certain point. But Rav Elazar ben Arach was miyuchad b'miyuchad in this dveikus, in this cleaving of the Torah coming through as a Ma'anev's Gabbah. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges his tzaddikim kechut asara. When he attacks, then he loses everything on the spot. Rav Elazar ben Hurkanus didn't, because that wasn't his unique. He had other things that he had to be very careful with. Okay. So that's the odd palm. The exactly what the connection to Shabbos is a bit harder to see. Although he is dealing here with essays that are not always connected to Shabbos, but we were speaking before about the Torah of Shabbos and how one has to connect Dafka on Shabbos to Torah, because that's when there's the Gilu Shechina, that's when it's Yom Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Much easier to connect and learn Torah because the Ma'anam is Gabe is much more accessible on Shabbos than it is the rest of the week. As the Izdamnut to take one's learning to a new level Dafka on Shabbos, so... that's what it has to do with Shabbos. Okay, let's start Perek Dalet in Chelek Dalet. And it's called Lo Savaru Eish, which we know is that you is a halach in Shabbos, one of the malachas, Lo Savaru Eish. V'chein Moshe b'ayna v'sholem, she got all b'toyre b'kol Yisrael. V'bnei Yisa einav mikol Adam. Oh no, sorry, mikol Adam. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest God of the Torah of all Klal Yisrael because he was the biggest honor of everybody. And the Shechina spoke to him. He wasn't in the picture. The Shechina came through him uninterrupted. So the Gemara says, Kolakois, anybody gets angry. Im chochenu chachmoso mistalekes mimenu. Mimoshe. Where do we learn that whoever gets angry, his chokhmah gets taken away from him? We learn from Moshe. Diksiv v'yiktzav Moshe al pekuda ha'chayel. Diksiv v'yoyme Eliezer ha'koyin al anshe ha'tzava ha'boim le'milchoma. So it's chukos ha'teirah, shetiv Hashem es Moshe. V'davka Moshe, she'im yuchad b'dvei kusoy, tekef she'kas nistalkim meni chokhmosoy. This was Torah's Moshe, but Moshe didn't remember it because he got a bit angry, whatever that means, Moshe got angry. To understand what Moshe's alavai, we could get angry like Moshe got angry. Our anger would look like his. We'd understand what he was, but he got angry and his talek ha'toyrim, his chokhmah got taken. He lost his chokhmah. V'chein b'shabbos kodesh, v'tzanu hakdesh hadgasha miyuchedes, nizam min hakas u'meriva. There's a special warning on Shabbos to avoid anger and machlokes and arguments. Good morning, gittin daf nun beis. And who by trade the igre ben sotan, the kol bay shamshe. On the Rashi says on Erev Shabbos, talking about have we come minitze bahadi adadi, ikle Rebbe Meir lahasam akvinehu, the talsa bay shamshe ad avid lu shlomo. Shmaya le sotan de kama void the afke Rebbe Meir lahu gavre mi baisa. There was a meriva going on. I haven't seen the Gemara inside. There was a big ma'akas by them. Rabbi Meir came, and he spoke to them and he appeased them and whatever until they made peace amongst them. And when the Sultan heard about it, he was very, very upset that Rabbi Meir had got in and saved this guy from his cast on this was on Erev Shabbos. There was a big machlekes, then an argument at the front. Rabbi Meir appeased everybody. They went into Shabbos in peace, and the Sotan was very, very upset. Ein Sham Begitin Daf Nun Beis. Because of a Shlo Kodosh, Masech the Shabbos, V'zeh L'Shoyna. This is the Shlo. Well, Kain Aveira Kefulehi Mi Shemara Kas B'Shabbos. Someone who gets angry on Shabbos, two problems. Aveira Kefula. V'kvanotnu Simonim Lo Sevaru Eish B'kol Moish V'Seichem B'Yom HaShabbos. Avada loss of our age because Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know what it's talking about. But he says there's a simanya, says the Shlok Kodesh. V'eish ha-machleikas v'chimu makas. it's talking about Remez Lo Yodeh B'Diyuk, what calls it Simonim, that one shouldn't get involved in the Eish of Machlokes and the heat of anger. V'yinizah b'zeh b'zirus godol michatzeis erev Shabbos v'eilech shulhu lamed alef shals. 31 hours a person has to be very careful from chatzeis on erev Shabbos until after Shabbos. V'zehu loy savaru eish. Loy is gematria 31. It's a shlo kodesh. It's not me making up kunsi gematrias. This is the Shlok Kodesh is saying, Lo Savaru Eish, he's talking about the 31 hours a person has to be very, very careful. It doesn't mean on Motzei Shabbos you're going to have putzets and destroy everybody you want to destroy because it's not Shabbos. But the extra care is required. V'ayinil b'chele gimel ma'a she'estaknu b'divrei ha'toyme devora al derech hasod. I don't remember, you remember doing the Toyme devora of what he said, the Lo Savaru Eish b'kol ma'a she'eseichem b'derech hasod, and he lo zocheh what he said in Chele Gimel was a long time ago. There was almost 20 prokim in Chele Gimel. I don't remember exactly, but we'll have to try and find it. Ve'ikam mitzvahs ne'er Shabbos shitiknu mishum sholom bayis. Interesting, no? We do make a fire in our houses on Shabbos. It's called ne'er Shabbos. And that, the Gemara tells us, is because of sholom bayis. But Pirush Rashi, u'b'malkum shein ne'er ain sholom. Where there's no ne'er, where there's no light. It doesn't mean a little candle. Today we don't have candles, we have lights. But when there's no light, there's no sholom. Because people bump into each other and they're eating in the dark, and then people are not in a good nick, good moods when the light's not good. Rav Kaplan Zatzal was ma'od makpid on this. He would go to Beis Midrash and he saw the light wasn't good enough. He would go on his own expense. He would fix the lights up. He would come to me often and tell me in Eish Kodesh, sometimes we have problems with lighting there because they switch it on, switch it off. There's a ganze tumul. He was very upset because you have to have lots of light. Because when there's no light, there's no shalom. Light brings right being shalom. So there you see that brings you to Kas Umeriva. What's the problem with Kas on Shabbos more than anything else? Was it such a grace baya? I think we've lost Eli. I don't know, Eli's frozen on me there. Okay. Let's say, you know what, maybe we'll stop here, because I don't see Eli. I think we've lost Eli, and it's already 10:30, and we'll come back to this Metzashim. We'll pick this up again. The warning okay. We've had, you have to be careful, and you can work it out for yourself. Why? Because Shabbos, you connect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The slightest kas is you disconnect, which is the opposite of Shabbos. Okay, well, Metzashim, we're going to that again.
Okay.
We'll see you next week soon.
Okay, Shkoya, good Shabbos. Thank you.
Oh, Eli is with us. I thought you lost you there for a minute, Eli. Sorry, Donna, you looked, your screen froze, and I couldn't see if you were there. Anyway, that's a good place to stop. A good night of Shabbos. Shabbos okay, gracious.
Thank you.
And good Chodesh, and Metzashim, we'll see you next week.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.